What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? It's Charles or Chuck. And today we got no has, so I will be taking the reins and guiding you through today's Tweak Talks episode. So, yeah, we're coming up to 200, and I'm really excited about that. Let's just go around the horn real quick. How you been doing, Pink?
I'm in a weird place, man. Like, let's get honest with the Tweak Talk.
Dude, that makes all of us. Holy shit, we're all in weird places.
So I've been like job hunting, whatever, because at some point in my life I realized that one, I like stability, which I'm sure Charles can attest to. And stability two is equal good. The things that I love, I want to keep them as hobbies, and I don't want to make them my job. And it took like a long time to go through that. So like a while ago, I was like, oh, I have an interview. I said that. It came down to me and someone else. The other person got the job, which is funny because I actually ended up knowing the person who got the job. So funny how that works out. I'm happy for them. So I've been job hunting. It sucks. For anyone out there who's also job hunting, I wish you the best of luck. But, interviews are coming up, and I'm just like thinking about that. But that's where my life is. Little man is great. He's gonna be 2 in a month in 8 days. So time is flying on that end. Spring is the worst season by far. My allergies are destroying me. Yep. Pointless season. Just skip the summer. Yep.
One day, like last week, I just woke up and I was like, it's here.
Yeah,
like, I just can't breathe. Like, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. I get pink eye once a year. It's always in spring. I just always get it. So I currently have it. I'm just annoyed. It's like, I forget what they call it. The big scientific word.
Yeah.
But it's like not contagious or anything. And I'm just like sitting here mad. And my wife keeps looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like... You know what's wrong with me. It's been the same thing that's been wrong with me for all the years we've been together. Like, I don't get it. But anyway. How's it going, Chuck?
I'm doing pretty good. I usually don't talk about my work life here on the podcast, but I'll spill a little bit of tea. So I'm a property manager. My mom owns, like, just a bunch of real estate in Hawaii. So I came back home to help her because she got dementia. And, like, a lot of these properties, like, let's just say... they were mismanaged for a while. So I'm coming home to like some craziness, and we got one set of tenants out that were really bad, and holy shit, this is the worst unit or two, three bedroom units that I've seen. So yeah, I mean, a lot of stress involved with that. I mean, we have to make some really big decisions on like if we're going to sell or if we're going to renovate and stuff like that. And like, when I say it's bad, like there's literal like holes through doors, holes through floors. Like it's termite damage, like it's fucking crazy up in this motherfucker. So yeah, it's pretty overwhelming, but I got Level Up coming up, so nice little
you're vacation. Going
yes, I will be there.
Makes me feel so much better just now.
Yeah, we get to hang out. Cool.
Holy, I forgot you're going. Let's go.
Well, it's, you probably forgot because like I was going, then I wasn't going, then yes, I was going, because yes. Yeah,
you updated me like 10 times. Yeah,
yeah. Sorry about that. I was mixing in a bad way. <You're> the fine. Horrible friend mix. But it's been stressful, but we've been getting through it and just keep on working, keep on grinding. If you guys are going through any types of hardship, like my answer is always grind it out. So, you know, just got to grind it out. What about you, Gav? I know you got a big trip coming up. Speaking of grinding, this motherfucker on the grind.
Yeah, I'm going to Level Up. We're recording this Tuesday. Y'all will see it Wednesday. Leaving Thursday. So I'm leaving for Level Up Thursday, the 24th of April. And my flight home from Japan is May 13th. So I'm going to Japan from Vegas. So I think this is probably my longest trip away from home ever. 24th to May 13th is a while. And it's probably the longest B and I will ever be away from each other since we started dating as well. So that's difficult. We're trying to figure everything out. My Kat has diabetes, so I feel bad leaving everything to her and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I like what Marcus was saying about stability. I wish stability was an option in what I do, but it is not. I don't think it's a choice.
Welcome to esports, baby.
I think you have to accept that there is none. I would really, I'm getting older, bro. Like, I would like if there was some stability in my life, but there just is not. But yes, this is the biggest Smash trip of my entire life. Sounds weird to say it because Ultimate is so old and it just doesn't feel like that would happen currently, but it is. It is happening. Just with, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel real that it's happening at this point specifically, but Level Up is like just as big as like anything, like a Genesis or something like that. And then Kagaribi is like the biggest event ever. And then some of us are going to Kowloon as well. I'm going. So I have a flight to Vegas, playing in Level Up, flight to Japan, playing in Kagaribi. Then while I'm in Japan, I fly somewhere else in Japan to play in Kowloon. Then I stay in a hotel for one day. And then after Kowloon, I fly from wherever I am back to Tokyo, I think. And then Tokyo to West Coast US, and then like probably like Houston or something, then Philly. Like, it's probably gonna be the longest travel day of my life, especially on the way home, because there's like just an extra flight within Japan. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm just going to take it a day at a time. We'll see. I'm just going to take it a day at a time. It's going to be a lot of top level Smash Bros.
I think the biggest thing that is true. I think the biggest thing for you is you need to just remember, like, yes, this is the biggest Smash tournament for you. Were you at Civil War?
Yeah, that's funny that you asked that.
Okay, sorry. That just, I was like, was bro there?
I didn't do well.
Nobody who was expected to do well did well, so it was a strange event. But, I mean, this is also your first time in Japan? Like, your first?
Yes. First time actually going for work. I did go just vacation, and while I was there, Joker came out, just for reference.
Oh gosh, that was so long ago. Yeah, you're gonna be there with all your friends and stuff, bro. Enjoy yourself while you're there. Like, I'm gonna try my best. About Smash, but I think if you don't have fun while you're there, you're gonna look back in like 5 years like, man, I wish I had a better time. So
yeah, I don't know exactly how to do it, because I'm going to feel really bad if I do specific things without B.
That's fair.
I want to figure out how to, like, make the most out of it without, like, I want to save a couple of special things for her.
Yeah, like your first time experience.
Your first time doing some, yeah, that makes sense.
Damn, I want to go to Donkey Kong Country, bro. But I don't know if I can do it. Because it would be nice for her to experience it too. But it's coming to the US as well and stuff in like May, so we might do like a little vacation to Orlando or something. But yeah, you're definitely right. Yeah, I'm technically doing all the traveling on my own, so I gotta make sure I'm like prepared to handle that. But yeah, I don't even know what to say. It's like, where do we even start with the specifics of like the Smash stuff. Obviously we should probably mostly talk about Level Up because it's in the immediate future, but I'm not sure how the podcast is going to be working for the next like few weeks because I'll be traveling so much. So we might keep it pretty loose today, talking about everything, but like I said, pretty loose. Keep everyone updated on everything while also not getting too specific on anything, because we're not entirely sure of what the podcast is looking like. So it's a bit of a, I've been calling it a time skip for the Switch too. Cause when I'm home, it's in the middle of May and we're going to be less than a month from the Switch 2 releasing. It just feels crazy that we're here. We're definitely in the midst of something changing. Obviously, there's no Smash or anything, but it is involved. Like, we are directly involved with this kind of stuff. Like, Smash will happen eventually, and it's just cool that we're here in, like, a new generation of Nintendo stuff. Yeah, like I said, Switch 2 time skip. By the time I'm home, middle of May, we're good to go.
And you can get ready for the new Donkey Kong game. It'll be perfect.
Dude.
It sounds like for you, it'll be a challenge to balance, like, because since you're not going with B, you probably want to make it all about work, but you have to find this balance of also having fun with your friends out there and stuff like that too, but also keeping like first experiences in mind with that you want to experience with B and stuff like that. So it definitely sounds like a challenge for you, and you're also just going to be exhausted. I mean, playing Ultimate top level right now is a bit exhausting.
Every match goes, I had the like funniest
1 to 2 minutes. So it's like, I just feel like traveling plus that. And you know what I mean? This happens at the end of every Smash game life cycle. The average game length just gets longer. Then it's just the cycle of Smash. But yeah, go on. Sorry, Gavin.
No, you're fine. I had the funniest conversation with Zombo where like we were just mentioning the long trips or whatever. And it's just funny because he's like 19, 20, and he's just like, yeah, so like this is what you got to do. And he's like trying to give me advice about flight.
Well, he's traveled to Japan quite a bit. So
yeah, no,
he probably has a lot of great advice.
Traveling, but like mid conversation, while he's like talking to himself, he realizes that like I'm stressed out because of Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, like I didn't even have to say anything. I'm just looking at him like, there's nothing you can say to me right now. Like, you're not going to help me.
Well, he was like, trying.
Oh.
He was the effort is the main thing.
Right? He's just
very
so
sweet
funny,
of
dude.
Zomba.
He's
very
so
sweet.
Funny, bro.
Did he win that event? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, he did.
You did?
I did check the bracket a couple times. Yeah, it was Zomba, Syrup, The Buzz, Jude, me, and I maybe like Tarek or something.
Tarek
was there. And then I think PK Chris is somewhere in there.
Oh, nice.
And then Tilde is somewhere in there.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, nice. I think that's it for like top eight.
That's a solid top eight.
Yeah, there's a lot of good players. They should have been way more actually, but a lot of the people that were tri-state didn't show up except Tarek.
Mad random,
yeah,
hilarious. But like, no Jazzo, no Light. Yeah, I know Paris's carpool like got messed up or something. But yeah, enough about that. We have like triple Evo type tournaments to talk about, I guess.
Oh yes, but before we get into that, I actually wanted to go over some comments, but before we go into that, I just want to shout out the bonus content real quick. Hey, I forgot to do it in the very beginning, so sorry about the backtrack, but we do bonus content here at Tweak Talks, so if you guys want to check it out, you can check it out on Patreon, or it's available as a YouTube member. The archive is mainly on Patreon, so if you go on Patreon, you can get the whole backlog. With YouTube membership, we've been at it for about a month or two, right, Gavin? Something like that. So yeah, all the bonus content is available there. Last week, me and Gavin got to talk about how does Gluto win with Wario?
Yeah, it sounds
us talking stupid, about how shitty Wario is essentially for, you know, maybe 15 or 20 minutes. Gavin's really good at talking about how shitty Wario is, by the way. Like, if there's anyone on planet Earth that has the number one title at it, it's definitely Gavin.
You would think he sucks.
So check that out, and then
I'm also good about talking about Gluto and Wario and all that stuff. So
fun fact, Gluto still watches Gavin's old Wario gameplay for inspiration on neutral.
He did, at least at a point you wouldn't expect him to. Yeah,
maybe I think he said that like maybe a year or two ago, which is still crazy because post quarantine that you didn't play Wario a lot in tournament. So, and then this week we're going, after this episode records, we are going to talk about five characters that we want to be top tier in the next Smash game and five characters that we want to be bottom tier in the next Smash game. So that'd be a really fun topic. And Now let's get to some comments. So we want you guys to comment more, and we want to shout out some of the cooler comments. So I just picked like five comments that I thought were funny or whatever, and or just like topical to what we were talking about. So we can go ahead and bring them up here. Okay, this one was hilarious. This is pretty much the intro, and everyone replying in sequence. Got to give it up.
This is
this is the most upvoted comment. So
thumbs up. The thumbs up. It's funny how many likes these are getting. Yeah. I mess with Marcosaur.
Marcosaur, I definitely do not.
Oh,
there's Charles no space. There's no space. Yes, Marcosaur Pink. Yep.
Marcosaur.
Mador has.
Like, yeah, and you got Mador has. Yeah, he does say you got. He does say you got. Yeah.
It never clicked for us that he says you got, but he does say that.
Yeah, he like, I don't know. I think he was feeling kind of self-conscious about it. He messaged all of us like, do I really say you got every time? And I just go, I think you do. Yeah, it sounds like it's like in my head, it sounds right.
Yeah, I think it's funny that between our first and last, I guess, names, quote unquote, or whatever, it's or it's like or, right? But it's combined with the first name and then into the second name, which is just funny.
It just sounds like the scientific name for like the species we are or something. Like, yeah.
Again, we are consistent, though. We hit it every time. You see this? This is the script. Every time. Every time. And then, of course, I had to take a picture of this one because I love myself. So, yeah.
What the heck?
And I encourage everyone else. I encourage everyone else to love yourself as well. It's a very important aspect of life.
Well, true.
Charles is the melee.
I am the melee.
Also, yes, this was a good. This was a good.
Did someone say Gen 3?
When we were talking about Pokemon.
I think
we
were thinking Gen 4.
Of like non-competitive.
I was thinking
competitive makes it a little easier. I have heard a lot about Gen 3 singles. So
another comment. Wait,
I said Emerald. I think
I would say that makes sense. If not, it's probably like the second option compared to something else. I would y'all would know better than me, but. Yeah,
this is a cool topic because I actually saw multiple comments on Gen 3 Pokemon. Someone said it's either Gen 1 or Gen 3, and then I saw like two or three comments total saying something about Gen 3 Smoggin singles. So I guess that was just the goated era of, I'm assuming singles because I don't know, right? Did they do doubles back? Gen 3 doubles came out, but I don't know if that was the competitive way or if you did. Let us know in the comments. Was it doubles? Was it singles? I'm assuming it's singles because back then, like singles. Yeah, it was dominant. So, yeah, shout out to that. That was cool.
And then talking about Mario Kart Wii. Sorry,
dude. Marcus, not a single.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
We're just pulling up receipts. We're pulling up receipts from the last episode. If you guys missed last episode, one of our favorite topics we've ever done, I think all of us agreed on, was the melee of some kind of competitive franchise or whatnot. Yeah. All the comments talking about Mario Kart said I didn't see a single Double Dash one. Sorry,
it's all good.
But don't worry. I got you, Marcus. I got you.
You did get me on the get back. You did get me on the get back with the MVC too. I got you,
bro.
You did get me on the get back.
There was a Marvel's Capcom 2 comment. So you did. Yes, here it is. And here's why.
See, okay. Before we read this.
Okay.
I feel bad because they put a lot of effort into this comment. But they just simply don't get it.
Oh,
it's not about the amount of viable characters and strategies. It is about vibes.
Okay.
Melee Marvel, vibes. The Marvel one.
There are only six viable characters. Like comparing
has one frame moves.
That's not how this works.
The Marvel one.
That's not what we're doing here.
Can go. I don't care. It could be either one.
Comparing APM. Like we don't do that nerd stuff. We don't do that.
I'm kind of nerdy, but it's about I will time. Say, okay.
But I think your explanation makes some sense. And Marvel 2 is cool, but Marvel 3 is the melee of that shit. And there's you just can't argue that.
Dude, I would love to hear Marvel heads talk about
that. I'm about to say, as a Marvel player.
Like, what would Yipe say? Would Yipe say? I'm very
Yipe
curious.
Say too.
I feel like Yipe would say
because Yipe was a two player. Like, that's where
he was a god of two, yeah. And then,
yeah.
I mean, maybe there is an explanation that makes Marvel 2 the melee, but it wouldn't be the amount of viable character. That's not how this works.
Yeah, no. It has nothing to do with that.
My biggest thing here is the fact that Evo ran Marvel 3 for like the retro tournament, and that says a lot to me. As someone who doesn't like Marvel all 2. Of the game, like I never played it.
It also ran the other one.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
But it wasn't on the final day though. They didn't stream it on final day like Sunday.
No, I think these are separate events or something. Yeah, these are separate events.
Oh, did they? Oh,
they're separate years. But I don't think they see.
But Marvel 3 was the first retro one that came back, right? When on the or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just sure. All right, check and check.
Marvel 3 did have the.
Those are tough.
The main stage.
Those are close. Both of them.
Marvel is tough. I mean,
there's a ton of culture in both games.
The Mario Kart is Wii, apparently. I mean, bad.
Yeah,
Mario Kart Wii might be more Melee than Melee.
I did see multiple Marvel 2 comments.
That's how Melee that shit is.
That's how Melee it is.
That shit is Melee. Bro. Yeah. And don't get me started on Mario Strikers Charged.
What about
There's only two Mario Strikers games, but...
Okay.
The Wii version... is by far
the melee of those
two games.
It's funny. I thought about it when we did it last week, and I was like, is there even a point in bringing that up? Like, everybody should know what it is. I would hope that they know.
But for those who don't know, there's probably some YouTube stuff out there, especially if you like Mario Kart Wii and just the community behind that and the lore and just how it's the Melee of that series. Mario Strikers has a very similar vibe to it. And I don't know. If you like Smash and stuff like that, it's very interesting.
You know who's really good at that game?
Kony.
Yep.
Of course. There's a really cool connection between people that are like around my age or older and like Brawl / Mario Strikers, Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah.
That was the trio of like cool games, multiplayer games to play for us when we were during the good old days, basically. And those games have a really special connection. And I think it really it gave a lot of us like a gaming purpose, basically. It's pretty cool. And then for me, I guess the other one is like, the connection between like Call of Duty trick shotting and like they're just weird gaming communities like out
subcultures,
there.
Subcultures,
and it creates really special moments and things. But yeah, that conversation was really fun last week. It's funny that we're still talking about it.
Well, I think it's fun to have the conversation and see what the chatters have to say about it. So
yeah,
we're gonna try to do that a bit more just to get everyone more involved. So. Please feel free to leave more comments. I did see a lot of suggestions for episode 200. Keep that going. I was thinking, because I saw so many suggestions for guests, but I was thinking maybe we could do a guest gauntlet where we maybe have multiple guests on for like 10 to 15 minutes. That takes a little bit more coordination. But yeah, please, more ideas for episode 200. Obviously, it's a really big deal, big milestone for us. So any ideas are more than welcome. And we're going to jump into just the upcoming tournaments. One thing I want this podcast to do a little bit more is some type of prediction format, obviously depending on how big the tournament is. So if you guys have suggestions on prediction questions, obviously the big one coming up is Kagaribi. So if we even have an episode for that, but just for the future in general, if you guys have any suggestions on how we can do certain types of predictions, I think that'd be fun. I think just base level wise, even just looking at level up, we can predict things like how many NA players in top 8, how many JP players in top 8, stuff like that. Like really simple stuff.
That's like pick'ems.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know too much about like sports betting or predicting and stuff like that, but I'm sure there's a lot of similarities that you can apply to a Smash bracket, right?
I'm sure you could either do like a little, probably wouldn't be a fantasy league, it would be a fantasy draft, or which is what they do on some things, or like Riot when they have like worlds or like big team fight tactics tournaments, they do pick'ems, so you like kind of like what you said, like how many pentakills where there would be or how many how many timeouts would there be,
how many three stocks
would there be,
bro,
will there be any JV4s like on stream, like any stuff like that.
Imagine a day where I start streaming and I have to read my Twitch chat talking about how I messed up their Smash parlay. The day that happens.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I'm going to be slinging bands left and right.
Gavin, how did you miss that down tilt up smash, dude? That shit was free.
If you got one placing higher, my
parlay, yep, hey,
my parlay would have hit. And knew it. You're trolling me.
It's like you have an unfortunate SD and someone's just rubbing it in your face. Like, that's the worst, man. Like, it's like, I didn't plan the SD. Like, I don't want the SD.
I bet on you SDing only three times this tournament.
When Kevin Durant, like, actually replied to them.
That dude is the GOAT.
That is my GOAT for life. But yeah, we are in NBA playoff season.
Honestly?
We can have a little NBA segment. Okay, I'm not going to do it, but you guys can go off. Go off.
All right, be no bias, no bias. Who's coming out the West?
Okay, so every year, B and I make a prediction for who's going to go all the way, period. But okay, we do it pretty early.
Okay.
Just to see how smart we'll look. And I've bet Denver the last three times.
Okay.
And I was right once.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that includes this time.
Like this season?
Yeah, this is a while ago. This is a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm still, okay. I still don't think it was a bad guess, but there's a lot of chaos.
In the very beginning?
Like in like the middle of the regular season. In like the middle.
Okay, okay.
When we have enough data to like start guessing.
You should do it after the trade deadline.
Damn.
That's so late though. That's
so hard.
It is, but like.
I think that makes it a little easier. That's true. I think this is the hardest year to predict in a while.
I agree.
And she said OKC. Okay. Makes sense. I think her guess is a little better than mine currently.
But if you could change your team right now, what would it be? Would you still stay locked into Denver?
Bro saw that OKC Grizzlies game. I was like, hold on.
51?
51.
I would probably say...
Bro saw them lose to the Clippers.
I'd probably say Boston.
Boston? Okay.
I really don't want the boring outcome to happen, but it
same
might.
Same.
I think it would be fun if the Lakers came out of the West, but I think they...
Would Haz say Boston?
I don't know who he would say, but he likes the Knicks.
He likes the Knicks.
So, sorry, chat. This might actually cause some, like, anger in my comments.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Hey, as long as you guys are commenting, that's all we want.
Basketball fans are like this, but I hate two teams.
Oh,
snap.
And it's Boston and the Knicks.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
And I'm sorry, but y'all are going to be mad at me. I might genuinely lose a fan or two over this.
I mean, you're a Sixers fan.
Don't unsub just because of Gavin's basketball.
You can't if you want. I hate your team.
Unsub immediately.
But yeah, they might win. I don't know. I think this is like a really fun playoffs. I think it's a little bit unpredictable. And there's a lot of outcomes I would be happy with. So it's chill.
I hope Steph gets another ring. I'm just
that gonna say, shit would go crazy.
I hope he gets another ring.
I'm down for a lot of things. I'm down for Westbrook to get one. I'm down for Curry and Jimmy Butler to get one. Like, well, Steph to get his fifth. I'm down for LeBron to get one, of course. I'm down for Luka to get his first ring. But
yeah, that East really got do me so much sleep.
When all you got down there is Jackson Hayes, bro.
East got me sleep. I don't care.
Oh,
what happened over there?
Cleveland does deserve some respect too. So.
Yeah, I mean they're a good team. Yeah.
They are.
They are.
At the but dude,
they just don't got
all these years, man. When Denver's like machine is work like running well, that offense is like. That's why I end up betting on them. Like, I just. It's not even the coaching thing that happened that makes me doubt it. It's just a combination of things. But yeah, like I said, like when it's going well for them, that is a well-oiled machine, bro.
Okay, last question before we get off of NBA. Who's your MVP?
Jokic.
Okay, good talk.
That's like, I'm going to say that every
year. What about you, Pink? You got to answer your own questions. What the heck?
Huh?
You got to answer your own questions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the best player on the planet.
That is the, by far, and the difference
for a while
when he's on the court and off the court is ridiculous. Like, they are one of the worst teams in the league when he is off the court.
When Shea's amazing, bro. He's amazing. Bro,
that dude is good at basketball.
But, sorry.
Voter fatigue, all good.
Yeah.
He ain't winning.
They had fatigue before, so yeah. It's even worse now.
Even though he's
having... I'm a Sixers fan, and yeah, I think Jokic should have got it over Embiid. I'm very happy Embiid got one, but...
That's all he getting because he ain't... My bad.
I know.
My bad.
Cooper Flag, where you at? All right. Level Up Expo.
Pretty big tournament.
There aren't any brackets, which is unfortunate.
We do have a list of attendees, though.
We have an attendees list, and it is scary.
Yes.
So we can't prepare for brackets for anyone yet. But it is looking ridiculous. I think it was looking to be like as big or bigger than Genesis a while ago. So what's cool is it's basically like our own little Kagaribi, and then we go to Kagaribi. So we get like a crazy P-tier type thing in North America, and then we all go to Japan and do it again. So it's pretty insane. The list goes on. If you want to predict this tournament,
good. You're Amigi. My bad.
If you predict this tournament and get it like 50% correct, you got lucky. There's no.
All right. So the prediction.
Exactly. Let's.
Okay. For the audio listeners, real quick, I'm just going to list or just say the attendees, the top seeds that are on the attendees list here for Level Up Expo. We got Akola, Mia, Sonix, Hungrybox, Tweak, Shuton, Shattuck, Spargo, Light, Leo. Hey, man, he was there, bro. What the heck? Soul, is that?
That's Raru.
That's Raru, okay. Mm-hmm. Karama, Buzz, Zomba, Cosmos. It's like a bunch of other games too.
That's so
Shiny Mark, Onan, Gluto, Zachary. I'm going to page two. That's, I'm assuming, most of like the top seeds. Riddles will be there. Mars, Cola.
Syrup.
Just kind of skimming through. Yeah. Syrup. Dang. Holy crap. Yeah. Very and a bunch of other notable players. So there's a ton of top level talent going to this event. So I'm super hyped for that. And I mean, it's been a while. I mean, Genesis is probably the last stacked event, like this stacked in NA that we've had in a while. And in the comments, let me know how many NA players in top eight, how many JP players in top eight, and how many EU players in top eight. Because Gluto will be there. That's the
lone rep.
Is Gluto getting top eight? I'm trying to look for any other European
players. Yeah, I don't know if like Reflo or Crepe or anyone's going. Siski, is Siski going by chance?
Don't see. Eric,
like, it's good to assume that at least some of them are, because a lot of us are. It makes it easier to get to Japan from West Coast. So
yeah,
and you can make these predictions, you know, as long as it's before the tournament. So yeah,
I think it's extra hard to predict because we don't have a bracket.
Yeah, right now. I mean, you might want to wait a little bit. I mean, for us,
I think there are some, I don't want to say guarantees, but
there's some guarantees, bro.
There's some guarantees on at least making top eight. I think there's only two.
Oh god, dude.
I think there's only two guarantees on making top eight. Two. There might actually only be one, but I'm currently giving Sonix the benefit of the doubt. That he is making top eight. I am giving him the benefit.
That's fair.
Dude, Raru fucks his whole bracket up, man. Fucking
he feels like a guaranteed. I think it is. We don't have a bracket, but I would be shocked if Akola ran into somebody that could beat him before top eight.
Yeah.
Mia got some rough matchups. Big Gav, you got some rough matchups. Shuton,
I got a couple.
Oddly enough, Shuton doesn't have rough matchups, but he has some, well, Spargo's a rough matchup, but he doesn't have a lot of rough matchups, but he has some bad matchups. Light got some rough ones. Like, if he runs into Raru, we saw what happened. We can back that up. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? Light might, is fueled by revenge. Maybe he figured something out in Fox Luigi. I don't
do you want me to tell you what the win condition is?
I hope it's switching characters.
No, it's actually just no, because that doesn't get you the stock. Pew pewing does not get you the stock.
We don't need the stock.
You have to be way better than the Luigi player. Like, I'm just going to say this right now. If you're a Luigi player and you lose to Fox, you played really bad. I'm not going to say you're a bad player. Actually, yeah, you're a bad player. If you
Come on.
Or you're playing really bad that day, but I mean,
this tournament is hard, man.
It's hard to predict because the Luigi is in there. Like that, this tournament's so much easier to predict without like a volatile BS character, bro.
Ouch is going.
Guarantee.
No.
All right. So are we locking in our numbers? Are we locking in the numbers? What's up? Are we ready to lock in numbers?
I'm not locking in. I got
Howard.
I got myself in top eight guaranteed.
Okay, that's the only prediction you're doing.
That's the only one he got. I'm making top eight.
All right, you know
that's
what,
the one you're supposed to have.
Yeah, all right.
Fine. Every all these events, I'm in top eight. See ya.
What? Yeah, this is really tough without the bracket because Akola, Mia, Sonics, Gavin,
you just gotta go off field, bro. Just go off field.
Shattuck, Spargo. Light, it's weird, man. Like, Spargo's in this weird, like, I don't really care, but I kind of care, but I don't really truly care.
No, this is the top eight, guys. We got Leo in there, we got Gluto in there,
okay,
we got Zachary in there,
bro,
we got Mars in there.
Dang, the cringe just got defeated across the board.
What year is this?
All the cringe?
I'm in there.
Wow.
Bro, if this happens.
And then we go.
I don't want to say anything crazy. Like, I'll chop off.
There's no way all the evil gets defeated. Like, when I watch a Smash Ultimate tournament, I'm like, you know what? Somebody. If some of the evil gets defeated, like, that's pretty cool. But they're probably still going to win, like, a Steve or
Charles,
some lame shit's going to win.
Possessing you, bro. Look behind you.
Wait. Oh my god.
He's right behind you, dude.
Oh.
Is that your wallet?
Yeah. Nintendo's baby.
What do you have to do to unlock him?
Yeah. Just throw your controller at him. Give him that is money. Not that is not mine. That is my nephew. I have a 6-year-old nephew. All right. He left his stupid Steve doll. He like knows it annoys me too. It's mad annoying. He knows I don't like Steve.
Because what are his two favorite characters? This is the best part.
Steve, Luigi, yep. Sonic. My 6-year-old nephew is cringe as fuck.
He's just like y'all.
But I probably Steve was Luigi very cringe player. When I was six, so whatever.
Steve Luigi. What is up with the Steve Luigi combination? It is consistent across the board.
It's pretty crazy.
They don't have any like connections to each other, yet every player. Or, like, every young person loves Steve and Luigi.
Yeah.
Oh, Mute's going?
Mute's in there. I don't know.
Bro is just picking fundies.
Okay. I got my prediction. Pink, are you going to actually predict with me?
Wait, you guys are acting like what? This isn't my prediction. This is my prediction.
Oh, wait. Are you? Okay. What other two players are in top? You said six players, right? What are the last two?
Let me look.
No bracket.
No bracket.
All right, let me make up. Let me see if I can see it in like half a second.
No. What Pink, we don't have to say players. We can just say NA players, EU players, JP players, yeah.
Oh,
I got mine. I'm ready.
Where are the attendees?
One.
Oh.
Damn, I don't know if I want to like predict with my heart or my brain.
Three. Light's in there. Did I say light yet?
No, you didn't.
Light's in there.
Oh, Rory didn't get him. That's crazy.
And then
you got one more.
You got Jackal in there.
All right, bam. That's top
maybe,
eight.
Maybe Zomba.
Wait, did you even say yourself?
Of course.
Okay.
I was the
okay.
first person.
Okay. All right, well, now you have more than eight players in top eight, so.
Yeah, it's a weird tournament, so there's more than uh-huh. eight.
Oh, right. So now he's going to the top 12.
That's it.
Bro got top nine.
That's
top
all nine. The cringe got defeated. What an awesome tournament. Level Up is going to be crazy.
Okay, one, two, three. Three? I can't get past three. Three Japanese players.
You think, okay.
One EU player and four NA players.
Damn, that was exactly the same as my guess. Not trolling. You know what, Pink? I'll lock it in with you, man. Ride or die. We got the 3-4-1.
Yep.
Three JP, four NA, and one EU.
Honestly, ever since Gluto picked up Link, Pro's been looking nasty. Okay, maybe not ever since.
He's added more whimsy to his soul.
Yeah.
He's just playing his little side quest character.
Side quest character.
And now he's chilling.
And then he gets to a real bracket. Sometimes he plays in side quest, and then he, yep.
Lean forward.
Get his posture right. Because he has nice posture when he's playing.
True.
Is it that JMU posture though?
Kinda.
JMU got the cleanest posture in the biz, bro. At least in Smash. That shit is crazy.
Gluto got that little jacket on when he be playing. Jacket on the shoulders. That joint is clean. Gluto kind of be aura farming now that I think about it. Like now that I think of it. He don't be popping off. He don't do nothing. He just look over. Well, nice little handshake, respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Walk off with the jacket.
It's another day in the office, man.
That joint clean.
Just winning bad matchups, just a simple handshake, you know? Done. Yep, I read the shit out of you to win that. That was not my character. That was just me beating you. GG's.
Honestly, I'm picking somebody to win the event right now.
Oh, pick someone to win the event.
I'm picking someone to win right now.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Let's see here. Oh, God. Ugh. Well, we'll see if you bet with your heart or your brain.
I'm not really sure where I'm currently at.
I know.
No, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. Picking someone to win the event. Even though I just said it's not guaranteed Mia to make top 8, I think he's winning.
Fuck, that's what I was going to say, dude. we're like...
Okay, so originally I was going to say Spargo.
Uh-huh.
But I think... And this could backfire. I think he's going to try to prep too much for it. Like, over-prep, over-lock in, and then really lock in for Kagaribi.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I do think Spargo might have enough meter built.
Yeah, I was like, Spargo's winning, but
it's like kind of like you said. I think it might be Level Up. I think his super meter might be ready by Level Up.
Okay.
But this is how that works, bro. It's like a combination of people forgetting who you are, and like you just like locking in, like. Spargo might have winning meter built up. And this is the thing about Leo, too. Like, bro has infinite meter and he won't use it.
He's definitely holding on to the next event.
Like, bro, Leo, use your meter, bro. There's a new game coming out.
Do you think players will sandbag at Level Up for Kagaribi?
No. Absolutely. I think it because the opposite, bro.
Yeah.
Because
Kagaribi has no price.
There's money at Level Up.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm locking in Mia.
Yeah,
like, if I have to predict someone to win a tournament,
you have to think of who has meter.
As that is.
Like, I would be like, there's also the question of like who has been doing really well and might have ran out of meter.
Yeah.
Do Ouch and Gluto still have meter? They might, because they're nasty. But do they still have meter, bro?
That's why you said lock in. Like, Akola
and Mia might have meter, which is scary because they don't need meter.
Not with the characters they play. No meter required.
But they might be that good, and they got meter just in case.
Mia had,
like, Sonics is farming super meter, bro.
Yes.
He was barely at Genesis. He'd be skipping all these events. He's gonna show up and he's gonna farm everyone.
God, predicting the winner,
because he has level three. He has level 10 meter, bro.
Yeah, but he gotta spend it.
He's gonna spend it at something.
Okay, because
I hope it's half level up, so we still got some.
Like, does Mars have meter, or does he not even have one anymore?
Mars is weird.
He might have some meter, bro.
I don't know if he got me. His in slow motion.
Dude, Zachary's going to this event. That's fucking
Zachary's
music.
One. I didn't even have him.
Will he spend his meter, bro?
No, he's saving it for Kagaribi.
That is Mr. Kagaribi. I am top 8 in Kagaribi. I actually have some not so interesting, but kind of interesting Kagaribi predictions. I think it's some.
Are the brackets up for that one?
I don't think so. Look, I think like maybe one Japanese player is making top 8 at Kagaribi. Maybe.
What?
Yeah.
No way, bro.
If we don't have brackets yet, but if brackets play out well, it's gonna be like what was that event where they just got farmed? Battle of BC?
Yeah.
Brackets play out.
No,
well
but
enough?
you gotta think.
There's a
like
lot
there
of
are going
players.
To, yeah. All the out of country players are coming to Japan and they're gonna fight like players like TG, players that are really good that dedicate their lives to like mid or low tier characters or like potential characters that you don't fucking see all the time. Like there's so many upsets that are going to happen.
That's why we lose.
Well, I just think Japan's like skill floor is a lot higher than other regions. I think they have the highest floor. They have the highest floor.
The whole like, oh, losing to like a matchup. I don't know if it works like that anymore.
Or if it
like ever did.
All right, shit. Make your prediction, man. How many Japanese players in top 8 at Kagaribi? Off the vibes.
Off vibes.
This would be my least favorite thing to do because I'm playing.
Yeah, I know. That makes sense. I think you're gonna make top 8.
Rolls eyes. Whatever. Okay.
Like, even though you said I didn't say it for level up, I do think you'll make top 8 at Kagaribi.
When I go to a tournament.
I'm
just don't see myself losing, and then when I do, I'm just like, "What?"
I think you're still building meter. Like you said, building meter.
I be doing that.
I think you're building meter at level up. Like
I'm
I think
building meter, bro.
I think you're gonna go there. You're gonna lock in and be like, "What the fuck just happened?" Like solid ninth
at level up.
No flame. Yeah.
Give me a good bracket.
I mean, if you get the bracket, like who's going? I see him right there. There's Shattuck. There's Snow. There's Sonics. Like if we lock the bracket, a Shuton, even though you lost to Genesis, we lock in a Shuton. We get those very practiced characters.
Yeah.
Now if we load in and our bracket is like, or if you get it like a shiny mark, yeah. I mean, there's some players you can fight. If we load in our bracket is like. Somehow beast mode pawn, even though bro is going into Onin into Gluto, we build the meter.
Yeah, that's meter time.
But I mean there's some players here like the Buzz is tough.
Yeah, building meter.
Zomba's like interesting. I can't even tell, like that just feels like a good match.
But Gavin never loses, he just
you run into meter. Cosmos, it's a W. That's a Karama W. Like we got some layup. So we got
before the each set. Like, all right, be honest with me, bro. How much meter you got?
Bro's gonna sit down. I'm like, who is he playing next? I'm just look at the bracket and just see who it is. If you don't get a message, I believe that you got it. But if that message come through, like, all right, bro, meter check.
Meter check,
and you just send me back a song. I'm like, bro is locked in. That's how I know bro is locked in. He'll just send me back a song or a GIF. And I'm like, that says absolutely nothing. All right, he got it.
Meter check. What level meter are you at?
Katakuri theme.
What? The people who know it, know what this meter joke means, you know what it means. If you don't know what it means, can't.
You're a competitor. Yeah. Sorry, we don't make the rules.
Yeah.
All right, Pink. So what you got? You got one JP player in top 8 of Kagaribi. How many NA players and how many EU?
All right. I'm being fair. I'll give them.
Okay. I'll give them two. Give them two.
But I think it's only going to be one.
Dang.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But you're giving them two. You're giving them two. And so wait, do you think an EU player is going to get top 8? What's up? Or do you think the rest is NA?
He's realizing he's trolling.
Yes, you're Pink. I'm just letting you know, dude.
I'm not.
I mean, I trust y'all guesses more than my own.
Like, Gavin can make top 8. Sonix can make top 8. Spargo can make top 8. Light can make top 8. Zomba can make top 8. Syrup can make top 8. Gluto can make top 8. Leo could make top 8. Ouch can make top 8. People can make top 8. It's not like it's like on top. Yeah, Anand can make top 8. I mean, there's a lot of people going who could make top 8. There's a lot of Japanese players who can make top 8. Akola can make top 8. Mia can make the Shutan. Tama P can randomly show up like they did at Delta, which they show up like one. Zach Ray can obviously. That's Mr. Kagaribi. Like, there are things that can happen. I'm gonna have some pride.
There's a lot of things that can happen, man.
I'm gonna have some pride. I'm gonna say what's gonna happen is I'm gonna say this, and it's just gonna be 8 Japanese players. I'm like, my bad.
Yeah. You're betting with your heart right now. So you're saying 2 JP and 6 NA. Locking it in?
No bracket.
No bracket.
I'll lock it in. Now, if that bracket comes out and I see it and I start seeing some rough matches.
Damn, Light has to play Luigi, 2 ICs.
Yup, that's an A. Light is just Sin and Teraru. Okay, man, my bad. Like, how was I supposed to know? Like,
hey, man, you never know. Light might be 70% better than Raru that day. Who knows? 70-30 matchup, man.
No, he might.
Did Raru mash Nair out of disadvantage after losing neutral and then hit him with Sour, hit Nair into up B and killed him at 40 because Light didn't play perfect advantage state and he can lose his stock at 0% to like infinite at off of any one straight hit.
When I watch Light play, it could be the worst matchup ever. I still think he wins every time.
Because he's just that.
Like, hold on. Like, after you've seen him play that day or just in general? Because some days I watch him and I'm like, there ain't no
way. There's that. But generally.
Okay, that's fair.
If I think, like, oh, I'm going to pair this player up against Light right now, I just can't mentally bet against him. I just wouldn't do that. I'm not stupid. Like.
You wanna bet on the next Light Raru match?
Yes,
you would. All right, yeah,
I got Light.
Oh snap! You got Light. All right, we'll put a humble 5 on it. A humble 5. We'll put a humble 5 on. Oh snap! I threw my wallet. So yeah.
I was about to grab mine.
We're gonna tap the camera.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right, we got it.
I got $1,000 on it.
Huh?
What? Huh?
1,000.
What?
1,000? What?
Oh hell no. No, I'll bet $5.
Oh, you're not as confident, huh?
Huh?
Interesting.
What kind of trap is that? I'm betting $1,000,000.
I'll put a humble 20 on it. That's the max I'll go.
Like, let's say, I don't know.
Gluto has to play Mia. That's another Gluto dub.
Well, like, I know that he shouldn't, but I'm not going to bet against them. I also don't want to bet against Mia, but, like, it's just, like, if I think about, like, I don't know, let's think about Leo or Zach Ray or, like, myself or something. Like if one of us was just doing terribly for like a year straight, like just we're getting last fucking place every tournament, you're still just not gonna bet against us. Like you're not gonna do it, right?
Some people will.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they just they fell off, bro.
We will be back. Like
all I'm saying is I made a lot of money.
Shit, like once a year where they're like, yo.
Yep. He lost to Monty the other day. They say he done, bro. And he just 6-0'd him. Okay.
Like he's building meter. Y'all don't see the meter being built?
Yeah,
you're gonna bet against Fargo?
I used to be a savage side better. I remember the very first Ultimate Frostbite, Olimar made me a lot of money. I had one rule. I never bet against Olimar because I knew that character carried straight the fuck up. Like I just saw Olimar on the screen. They flick up on the C-stick and they do 70. Like I'm like, okay, cool. Like this is out of shield, all this other stuff. So I don't side bet like as much as I used to, but yeah, that first Frostbite, oh, Olimar. Shouts to Olimar, man. People didn't believe me. Or just believe in the character, I guess. And it was like super early in the game too, but a lot of people knew the character was broken.
Bro, honestly, I should have made so much money on that summit that Gavin won. I don't know why I did. I just kept telling people. I said, bro, y'all are not prepared for what's about to happen. Like nobody in the world is ready for what's gonna happen. I just kept saying it. Like there's no shot. Bro is gonna lose. Like there's nobody has experienced this before. This is new to you all. I should have side bet. Oh man,
dude, that's what I was saying. And after day one, everyone was like, "Oh shit, Charles!" Like blah 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 blah. And I was like, I was coaching. That was the last tournament actually. I was coaching Gavin, and I was just like, "Dude, trust me. You guys don't fucking know." Like, and I'm also not the type of person to be like, oh, I'm sitting here with Gavin on the podcast and be like, all right, who's winning level up? I predict Gavin. Like, I don't do that. Like, I just straight up say who I think is going to win. You know, it's just like in terms of in my brain, what is the highest percentage chance or whatever, right? And that's just how I work. And I was just like, dude, I know the power of not having experience for something. And just coaching Gavin, I just knew all the shit he was doing and labbing, and no one really knew that much about it. And yeah, that when he won that, like also that was the one really big tournament that Gavin won while I was coaching him too, so like that was also very special to me. So yeah, I mean it was just a really cool experience. And yeah, that shit was tight. It was really cool. But dude, there was so much powder at the tournament. Yes, that was infinite meter. That was quarantine. You stored all that meter during quarantine and you just let it rip.
Infinite meter, bro.
Man, that was fun. Okay, so my prediction for Kagaribi. I'm going 5 JP players, 3 NA players. I'm sorry, Gluto. I don't think you can get away with it that many times in a row. Like
he might,
bro. I'm not going to say the specific habits, but I just hope to God that some of the top JP players that are playing these matchups that are heavily in favor against Wario can look at the screen and watch their VODs and see how they lose stocks. That's all I'm going to say. Like, it's like crazy if you keep getting away with this shit. That's all I'm going to say.
Bro, I'm glad you said that. I keep telling Cosmos, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but I'm like, Cosmos, I'm glad that you've been looking at the screen more.
Just look at the screen, man.
But bro, people don't look at the screen when they're playing. It's crazy.
True.
Some people are just good. They don't actually see what's happening. They just.
I'm starting to question if I'm looking at the screen.
There are times when you're looking at the screen.
Your character forces you to look at the screen. Let's just say there's other characters that have some proactive gameplay that they can do sequences that are very, very strong, and then they just have to react in very certain moments, and then that's it. But yeah, other characters, you gotta react a little bit more. Let's put it that way.
I can tell when Gavin's looking at the screen.
I'm not looking.
If he got a banana in hand, banana in hand, and they're at 0%, and he does like a slightly high monkey flip kick, I'm like, he's not looking at the screen, because like by this point, the whole world knows it's like how you get your most damaging combo at 0. And they just be halfway across the screen, and you're like, I'm sending it. And I'm like, bro, ain't looking at the screen.
He's not looking at the screen.
What's going on, man? Like
0 meter. Just not even a level one super or anything.
Pro can't even EX.
No.
Pro was just doing nothing.
Just... EX monkey flip kick edge cancel.
Oh, no.
Sorry, bro. That's the last of my meters. GG's.
Bro, I saw that the daily tweet clips or whatever.
Yo, let's talk about that. That's a whole other topic.
That one that you hit on whoever that Crom was, goodness gracious, brother, you were locked in. Holy.
What clip are we talking about?
Yeah, let me find it.
Well, dude, there's so many good throwbacks. They have the Sephiroth one with the sour up tilt. That one's really good. There's the one where you get a KO off the top by like reading, I think it's Jude's Wolf, like his double jump at disadvantage. You like KO him off the top with upbeat.
It's not Jude, but I've also done that to Jude in a different clip.
Got it. Okay. Dude, yeah, you have crazy clips, bro. I'm very appreciative of anyone who runs those types of channels. It's like nice content to just watch. If you have players you like watching their clips, bam.
I just... What? Like, that's when I know, like, Gavin's neurons are activated. Like, it's not like giga scripted. It's just in the moment, bro's looking at what's happening. Man, that boy. Hey.
Dang, dude. Gavin's just throwing out, like, all of his opponent's names.
Ooh. Like, where did that come from? Nah.
All right. Nah, to be fair, Barrels is like such a cheat mode, like Ender. It is cool. It is really cool, though. Especially like hitting like two frames and stuff like that.
Make C4s go.
The peanut, though. The peanut was clean. Love the peanut gun.
True.
Oh, my God. And Lavish is like a player that's known for clipping other top players too, so with the Crom, obviously, which is cool. But I think it is also great to put in context. Like I when Gavin says, oh, these are other top players I'm getting clips on, I think it's more to justify the clip that it's not like you going on Elite Smash and just like farming people that auto double jump or auto air dodge and just being like, oh, I'm insane. Like I think it adds another layer of like authenticity.
I'm of the belief that there's no such thing as an Elite Smash clip.
Oh, not
good. Because there it's more like a highlight. You know, it's not like I don't know how to explain it, but because Elite Smash isn't competitive Smash, like the rule sets aren't the same and stuff, it just like limits the potential a lot because you can only do so much. Like we don't have all the stages, like it's just like Elite Smash just isn't it for clips. And there's just like such a. I am of the belief that the opponent in the clip is just as important as like the person doing the clip, because the better the player is, the better the disadvantage is, which means the clip has potential to be even better. Like a good clip can't happen if you're not up against like a top player or a really good player. Basically, a player that isn't as strong will ruin the clip with their disadvantage state. Like it'll just make it ugly. Like it's kind of like a dance, and it just, if you're not really like matching each other's like skill level, then the clip is bad.
I think the most apparent, like obvious thing when you're watching a clip is if someone just dies to a stage spike and they don't tech it, it's kind of just like, dang, you didn't even tech it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good example.
I mean, I think that's one of the more blatant examples where it's like, because if your opponent techs the stage, there are like top level players will continue the sequence and like predict you're going to tech because that's how you live, right? So it's like, okay, boom, tech into like another swing, into another swing. But and sometimes you see like
it's just ruined. Yeah.
Right. But if the defense is on point, the clip literally gets extended. Yo, this clip is crazy. Wait, no, is this the sour up tilt one? No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is? It is. Okay. Yeah. Oh yes, last stock.
Three stocks and
one of the best Sephi clips in the business, man.
Marcus did a whole video on this clip.
I did.
And it explained why. It explained what I'm just talking about, actually, in its own way. Like, as the game develops, like, the changes that are being made between both of us. And
yeah. Well, and there's even... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And that's just important. Like, context of the clip is so important. Like, a clip isn't a single player thing. It's not a training mode thing. The opponent is just as important as the person. And they have to keep up. And if they don't keep up, then your clip is like, it's limited. It's only going to be like, okay at best.
Yeah. I think, even just in that last clip, just showing, so the directional air dodge, there's so many different things that can happen in a clip, but like, even you can tell when someone is reacting to a visual cue that the person on offense is doing. Yeah. Right. So that can apply in so many different ways. But if you're playing someone that's not as like on your skill level, you might have just like, they might have preemptively thrown out a defensive option, but like, you didn't give them a reaction, like you didn't dash towards them or jump at them, like there was no pump fake and stuff like that. So yeah, all these things matter.
Yeah.
And they essentially make the clip even better. So
yeah,
big agree on that.
I just saw my favorite part of the clip. People would be shocked at what it actually is. Yeah. I have like weird, I don't know, ideas of like what's my favorite or least favorite part of a clip. And for this one, it's really, really simple. Oh, Gavin, can you guess it?
Is it the ledge grab?
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, the turnaround?
No. No, it's usually something very subtle. After you do nair and you
the shield
double jump. It's the first stock. After you do nair and you wait for the double jump and you hit them out of them double jumping with nair, and you do the angle down up B, that's my favorite part.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
Yeah, because it's like, that takes a lot of setup and knowledge to know that it's going to put them on a platform. And like, most people wouldn't choose the option. They would just land on him.
It also gets you less
with the nair
damage in the moment.
Yeah. So like, after the nair into nair, like the full hop, like the nair to catch the double jump, most people would have just done like nair back air.
Yes. I get way less, but I'm like banking on something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the little things that make me happy in clips.
Yeah.
Little resets.
The turnaround was cool too for the parry, so you can guarantee.
I couldn't figure out your brain in that moment. I should have tried harder. I could have guessed that.
But I figured you could have. That's why I was like, maybe you gotta catch up.
It's analyzing a clip, and a truly good clip is like, it's hard to explain, but there isn't a lot of them. And
Mars has the whole series on it.
It's I hope it doesn't get to the point where it's like a lost art or something. Because it's, like I said, I think it's a pretty misunderstood thing because of how important like the gameplay level of the opponent is. I'm not saying they can't get cooked. Clearly they're getting cooked. But it's like something that develops over time, and it's cool. And this applies to tournament and stuff too. It's all about like, you know, like poking at your opponent and eventually like getting somewhere with it. And it's not about just brutalizing them from the get go at 3-2-1 go. It's something that develops over a couple games and stuff like that. And that's the other thing that is very different from Elite Smash 2 is like having access to all the stages as you're playing someone, switching characters as you're playing someone. Like, that's where you can really, really learn a lot about each other, and like beautiful moments can happen. So Elite Smash, it's just not the same as like competitive Smash, and it gets hindered a lot. Not even just the fact that the players aren't as strong. There's just so much that goes into truly high level gameplay, and it just doesn't happen on Elite Smash. It can happen, but it's not like, it's not the full song and dance. It just can't be.
There's like the Wi-Fi factor as well.
Of course.
Like,
of course,
there's like multiple layers on top of that. Not to say that Wi-Fi clips are not legit, but the epitome of clips is offline tournament, right? That's where everything's on the line. So obviously there's not all the clips, but that, to me, that's the highest level of clip where it's just like, oh, this was in tournament, right? I mean, and then the only like time that really doesn't matter is if like someone's getting Rio'd washed and they're just like they've given up already, then that doesn't matter. But
y'all seen those Mount Rushmores? Like, this uh-huh. is the Mount Rushmore of basketball, Mount Rushmore of Disney, or the Mount Rushmore of Cartoon Network. What's the Mount Rushmore of Smash characters, bro? It just popped into my head.
Characters?
Smash characters.
Mm-hmm. Competitive Smash characters?
Mm-hmm.
Fox is on there.
Fox is on.
I mean, Fox
is on like there.
The first two I think of. Fox.
You think Martha's on there?
Yes, absolutely. Martha's on there for sure.
I think Falcon is on there.
Yeah. Wait. Gross. Mount Rushmore is only four. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to be careful. I want to put Meta Knight on there so bad.
Gosh.
I want to put the fucking goat on there.
Competitive, it's interesting because I don't know why this is popping to him. I think I just saw Mount Rushmore.
I think Falcon should go on there.
I think Falcon should go on there. I think Fox is
maybe
guaranteed.
Martha's more debatable then. But he probably still
what?
I think we have three already.
Just because Falcon's like game series IP is washed doesn't mean he gets a auto pass onto the Mount Rushmore.
Bro, huh? Don't you dare. Wait. This could apply to Fox, bro. Don't you dare say that shit.
Wait.
I hate Star Fox, and I'm still putting him on there.
I mean, he has to go on there. He's like,
yeah, fuck you. Fox like, has to go on there. You
he's
asshole.
Like,
oh, Falcon.
No, Falcon does has not.
To. Falcon has to go on there.
Dude, Falcon is like the whole culture, whether like you forgot that or not.
Falcon has to
one
go there
fucking and, move, like just
yes,
because he has
I'm
the
sorry.
One fucking troll move, like
well, I'm sorry.
He has two. He has a knee and Falcon Punch.
Jesus two. Fucking Christ.
That,
dude.
Bro, Falcon Punch is like
bro, some of
that transcends this game.
I know. Falcon.
Like he's on there.
And then there's the old school meme of the doctor like hitting Falcon's knee and he's getting kneed in the yeah, I know. Yeah, I understand. I fucking get it, but it's so annoying. All right, Falcon's on there. So there's only one more spot.
I want to put Meta Knight so bad.
And all, on, so man. Like all the fucking three out of four spots could take my melee.
Who am I forgetting? Like, is there someone that should be on there or something?
Isn't it crazy that we're not putting Mario?
No. He doesn't really represent.
He doesn't do that. I agree. No. But it just feels weird because it's like
we're just gonna put four fucking melee characters. What's the fourth melee character, Pink? We're just putting melee.
I don't want to do that either, but we kind of have to.
What? It's not even the melee thing.
It
I
is
would
a big
not
part put, of it, but yeah,
I would not put Marth.
You would not put Marth.
That's fucking crazy. You have to have a sword character. Are you gonna put Cloud instead of Marth? That's crazy. No.
Absolutely.
No. Then who's the other? Like, you can't not have a sword character. Sword characters, I feel
it's
like, are
culture,
a
man.
Fundamental.
Martha's there. I think Martha's there.
I guess Martha's. I'm looking through all the characters. I guess Martha's there.
Who else is going to top Marth? Marth Fox were like the first two I auto thought about.
Mine was Fox Falcon, and then Marth came in along, but I was like, let me think about Marth. There's some tough ones. Jigglypuff, like
the fourth one is Meta Knight.
Isn't it just Donkey
Fuck
Kong?
That.
No, it's not Donkey
no.
Kong.
You don't think so? I think he's so popular.
He is.
And he kind of represents this like heavy life, but
it's Meta Knight, bro.
I appreciate you, but I don't think so.
How is it
Meta Knight? I think it's Meta Knight.
Can we get one not melee character, please?
I guess. So.
I mean, like, yes, Meta Knight. To be fair, Falcon.
I think it's Meta Knight.
Falcon and Fox are 64 characters.
Yeah, some of them are more than melee, but it's still a big part of it. I think it's Meta Knight. Do we not agree? So many people still associate competitive Smash with, like, Try Hard, Meta Knight, Brawl, like.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know if I think it is okay for us to be like old heads about this. Like, I feel like Meta Knight does, like, that's the point, right? Of the Mount Rushmore, because the only other character that I can think
Diddy Kong,
had,
I considered you could, Diddy Kong.
I think he has more of a shot.
I think Pikachu actually could have a
I
really
also
big shot.
Pikachu
was the best character in 64, usable in melee, like high tier, which is like borderline in melee.
Also
and
considered
then,
Yoshi.
He's good in every game.
Ooh, wow. Yoshi's pretty up there, too.
No, I think Pikachu and Diddy Kong are higher than that.
Diddy's been relevant in.
Did he call me specifically like a competitive guy too? Like naturally, or just like
he's
the Diddy Kong. The only reason I'm iffy about Diddy Kong is because he's like newer.
Yeah,
because he's a brawl. Or like
Pikachu, like how we're saying all this shit that doesn't apply to Falcon. Falcon was not that competitive like throughout his history. I don't know. Like,
wait, what?
The 64 honestly, melee.
He was good. He was good in 64 in melee. Yeah. He was okay. He was ass in brawl. He's okay in Smash 4.
I love Brawl Falcon though. I like that he's bad, but he's like funny because he's like such a goofy character. I kind of like it when he's bad.
If we're just talking straight resume, Pikachu beats everyone.
No. I mean, it can't be straight resume though.
It's about the culture. Bro.
It's about yeah.
Like I think Meta Knight.
If we're going culture angle, it's Meta Knight. Like the full
actually pretty picture of
tornadoes. Like there's so many like iconic.
Mine would probably be Fox, Falcon, Marth, Meta Knight.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I want to include, yeah, I think it has to be that.
It's sad because.
I want Diddy to be up there.
Holy Sheik.
No.
Oh, that is important that it is stupid that I didn't consider her.
Just thinking about Melee Sheik.
Holy Sheik.
I hate this.
Wait, what happened? Wait, we're not. The last one is tough.
Dude, I refuse. Hear
anyone say fucking Ganondorf. Or no. Kirby.
No, Kirby's more Kirby's on the actually casual side.
Solid because of 64, but it's still not.
Yeah. And then I consider Falco, but I don't want to have Fox and Falco. Like I
no,
don't.
Only one space he's allowed.
I don't.
Sorry, Falco.
People would do it. People would do it.
Would yeah.
We're not putting Ness.
No.
God. Rory no.
actually has a lot of impact, but nah. We're not doing Martin and Roy.
Yeah,
Sheik is a really good one.
That's like just four melee characters.
Dude, unfortunately, it's like realistic, sadly.
Yeah.
But Sheik doesn't have the culture that Meta Knight had behind him. Like,
I agree with you. I'm not putting Sheik in there.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Sheik.
She is important to consider, and I didn't consider her, so.
Feel like this is so much easier to do per game. If you like went per game, it doesn't even necessarily have to be like the four best 64? Characters.
64 is Pikachu, Kirby, Falcon, Fox.
I don't know much about 64.
Fox like, or culture. Yoshi, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Melee is Fox, Falco, Marth.
Two spaces up there.
Marth, Falcon. Falcon, whatever.
Shit, does Sheik not even make the melee Mount Rushmore? Shit.
I guess not.
Why the fuck are we even talking about Sheik?
We get to include Falco.
Because we have to include Falco.
It's not.
The melee Mount Rushmore has to have two spaces.
Brawl is not...
Meta Knight.
Ice Climbers.
Climbers.
We don't have to if you don't want to.
I hate actually, those ice climbers.
Mark gets to go in there again, which is why he's on the original.
Well, Climbers takes up two spots, right?
No.
Meta Knight, Climbers,
Marth,
and then Snake or Diddy Kong. I don't know which one. Maybe Falco, maybe Olimar.
This is actually interesting.
Yo, how are we have two banger topics back to back? The melee of X.
This one's important to me. Meta Knight.
When I think Brawl, hold on.
Yeah. This is important.
Oh, that's what I think when I think Brawl. You can say yours.
It's Snake. It's not Diddy Kong. It's Snake.
Okay. Well, I don't think Marth when I think Brawl.
No, I don't think
even Marth though that is my favorite character of like all time. But
okay.
Brawl culture.
I think DDD before I think Marth.
Oh, dude, this is hard. Yes. Wario isn't considered.
I think Meta Knight. I think Meta Knight, Snake, Ice Climbers, DDD when I think Brawl.
I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're on the same page.
All right, I got my four. Meta Knight,
Snake is the one in two.
Meta Knight, Snake, yes.
For sure.
Meta Knight, Snake, guaranteed on all of ours.
Yeah.
Fuck Icy's. So I'm going to go with DDD because that's my fucking boy. And fourth would be...
It's about Rushmore, though.
Dude, what the fuck? DDD was so like...
DDD's on there?
I do.
Yeah, because like... Even like right when the game came out, the fact that you could chain grab and all that shit, like he wasn't relevant towards the end of the meta.
Fits this role better.
I would put Falco as my fourth. DDD Falco.
How about we don't repeat characters? So Marth can't go on there, even if we want him to.
Oh, I see. Duo
Marth can't go on there. So Meta Knight, Snake.
Ice Climbers, DDD.
We'd have to put fucking Climbers. Lame.
Come on. I mean, that was part of the game. Like,
But no one was watching that shit. Fucking VODs were 2 hours long.
They were.
What the fuck?
They were.
Meta Knight spamming down here and Icy's spamming up here.
Bayonetta, Cloud, Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong.
My brain.
You can't use. Well, wait, is Sheik?
Did you say Sheik? I said Sheik.
Sheik for Smash 4, absolutely. Yeah. Diddy, yeah, because to me, the big four in Smash 4, as someone who, like, we all compete or whatever, it was like the top two was Bayo Cloud in any order.
Two DLCs and the two fundies.
And then, like, the two fundies guys that were good were the two best before the DLC bullshit came through. Yeah.
We can skip all. We can skip all. We in a.
Ultimate.
We in a rough time.
That Ultimate doesn't deserve a fucking Mount Rushmore.
Alright, bro. Unfortunately.
The Frost are pissing me off.
Right? It's Steve.
Stop. Just stop. It's fucking Game of Watch is up there. It's a flat fucking
Wolf.
God damn it.
Wolf. Joker.
Yeah.
Plus one. I don't know who the last one is.
It's just making me depressed
There's
to think
no
about
way
it.
Steve and Rob represent us.
I also had Rob, and I was trying not to say Rob.
The top two are Steve and Rob. Those are like ultimate.
This represents us.
Yes, it's Steve, Rob.
We can put Luigi
Steve,
on there.
Rob, game.
Stop. Jesus
we can put Luigi.
Christ.
It's 10 Luigis in the game.
We Holy
put...
shit.
this game's game. Fucking dog shit.
You're either Luigi or Wolf, so.
Fucking Christ, dude.
So we got to put Luigi and Wolf, right?
That's crazy that there's only one like legit character up there, and everything else is just like carry me to fucking
so
victory.
This is the Mount Rushmore of Ultimate. You got Steve, Luigi, Rob, Kazuya.
You know what's crazy? Kazuya would be up. Like Wolf's not up there, bro. I'm
no,
sorry.
Wolf, is,
in
up,
terms
Wolf
of,
is up there, bro.
We need a, what one for the old people?
Wait, Roy.
Is that what we're doing?
Roy. I got it down for Roy.
I think okay. Let's make a cool. Mount Rushmore.
A cool one? Isn't it just
like the culture?
No,
but like
we have to
the culture?
The good culture.
Roy
Wolf. Joker.
No.
There's Pokemon two Mount Trainer. Rushmores.
Come
there's
on.
Two Mount Rushmores. There's pre-quarantine Mount Rushmore. And there's post-quarantine Mount Rushmore.
I'm down.
So, yes.
Pre is
Wolf Joker.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean Wolf Joker.
Palu. Yep.
That.
Hey, what the fuck, dude? It has to be.
Honestly.
Wario.
That is who came to my mind. Wario.
Yes,
everyone
Wario.
Played Wario. Not goodness PT? Gracious.
Fuck
no,
your PT,
bro. Everyone played Wario. that didn't even make sense to me. It was just people would just lose a game and just pick Wario. I was like, you have a Wario since when, man?
Yeah.
Like.
Yo, the Pocket Warios were out. Pocket Warios, the Pocket Polos, the Pocket Wolves.
We didn't.
Roy should be
on
there.
Oh, shit. Over Wario? No, you're
Come
right.
On.
I don't
Roy
know.
So
dude, Wario.
Roy is so Wario. Important to this game.
Okay. Wolf. Joker. Roy.
Dude, no.
Come on, man. You have to have Palu.
Oh,
You have to have Palu.
I like it. Like Wolf Palu are the first two that come to mind.
All right,
what happened to this game?
Post quarantine, Steve, what? Rob, Game
Kazuya.
Of Watch,
Kazuya.
Sonic, Kazuya, Sonic. One of them.
Oh
Min.
God.
Min. Who the fuck? Aegis. Like who
so
cares,
I,
man?
I feel like it's never been put into perspective for me. How bad Ultimate is. This is the first time it like fully hit me.
How different it
we're
is?
Like making Mount Rushmores, and I'm like, this is embarrassing.
Oh, the other game has really cool characters.
Like it feels like it does. Yeah. Like I wouldn't want the Mount Rushmore of this game to exist. It's not like there's some like it's like embarrassing. Like the other
that's why
ones,
I said
like,
burn it down, bro.
The other I'm ones not... I'm like more down. for the Mount Rushmores to exist, even with like the flaws. Like, it feels like I'm okay with them. Like the Brawl one, like Meta Knight is like an abomination, but I'm still like proud of it. Like,
I respected good Meta Knight players. Like, I respected their game.
Nothing about that. It's just there's something about like the culture, like where I guess because we're currently living in it with Ultimate, like I'm just not proud of us. Like, I'm not proud of Ultimate. I'm not like proud to be an Ultimate player. Oh, but like the other communities, like I'm proud to have been playing and witnessing Melee my whole life. Like, same with Brawl and Smash Force. That one was a little too easy to make, but but I'm still like, there's something, like I feel something there. With Ultimate, I'm like I'm like ashamed.
I was proud to be a part of the like pre-quarantine era of Ultimate.
Yeah,
that was fun. I legit had a good time, like making content, competing, commentating, like just being a part of the community. And not to say that I don't like it now, but it's just crazy how much more I like Ultimate when I don't play the game, because I only started like Omega talking shit about Ultimate again after I competed for a month, and what a fucking dreadful experience. Like, straight the fuck up, it sucked ass. I don't want to play the game anymore. Like, it was just funny because I was talking mad shit before and I was like, man, Gavin, you have to give a shit and play against Steve. And then I experienced that for the first time in my life where I was like, man, this guy's just like mining. And it's like, I'm like, this shit ain't fun. Like, what the fuck am I doing right now? Like, I'm attacking these blocks and I could just be like, I could have gone to a beach in Hawaii. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being overly negative or whatever, because it's more of just like, I'm salty that I suck because I can't put enough time into the game. But like, also bitter. I just like don't even through competing in other Smash games, like I've never just had the ability to be a full-time Smash player. So I've always had to like work a 9-to-5 and all this other shit. Right. So even if I'm not necessarily winning in previous Smash games, I enjoyed the experience, which is why I did it. Like, obviously I want to get as best results as I can, but like, to me, Ultimate's just, I don't know, like, just not fucking fun. I just play against certain characters and I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, playing against Luigi or Steve or whatever. And I know I play Fox, so it's like amplified. Like, I understand my character's fucking bullshit too. So I get it. But there's a certain tipping point where I have to ask myself the question, is this experience enjoyable? Because I only have so much time in my life. So I want to enjoy, like, if I'm not working, I want to enjoy my spare time or whatever. But yeah. I can still have fun with Ultimate, but in tournament, like the meta now, Ultimate's like a, oh, yo, I'm hanging out with my homies, like, let's play, and we're just mashing or whatever.
Like, if we look at the other Mount Rushmores we made, like, I wouldn't, like, laugh at any of them, but Ultimate's, like, I would chuckle.
Yeah.
Like, even Smash 4's, like, I'm not, like, laughing. It's just like, yeah, that shit.
Bro, the fact that Game & Watch is a contender for post-quarantine, like, come the fuck on, bro. This shit is troll as hell.
Yeah, it's pretty troll, bro.
God, but I didn't even talk about Kazuya.
That, like, was an interesting, like, damn.
what a retrospect into the history.
Yeah, that like did something to me that other things haven't done to me.
Yo, Pink always coming in with the hot topics, bro.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying earlier, we kind of have to play it by ear. This might be the last time you hear from us for a while.
Last question. How many Steves are going to be in top 128 of Kagaribi?
20. I don't fucking know.
You think 20?
I'm thinking... It was like a joking, like, hyperbole answer, but in actuality, of like 14.
Yeah, probably 14? Like 10 to... or something. Yeah.
Well, top 128. You think 14? Okay. And we're counting.
Lot. That is a lot.
That's over 10% of the bracket.
That's a lot.
I think we're gonna have more along the lines of like 22.
Goodness.
I don't know if there's that many high level players that are playing Steve. Are there?
Oh, they're not high level, Gavin.
I just don't know if the bodies exist.
Trust me. It ain't hard.
I was saying something like 10, but Yeah. Like I was saying,
I think 22.
Like I was saying, I don't, we're going to figure this out. We're going to do bonus content and stuff. But yeah, I hope everyone is looking forward to the craziest Smash Bros. Trip ever for a lot of us, both Japanese players and everyone else is traveling across the world, whether it's going to Level Up, going to Japan, both. And yeah, we'll see y'all when we see y'all. Have a good one. Wish me luck.
One last shill. The Throne is going to restream Kagaribi. Follow them on Twitter or watch our retweets. We, not all of us that work at The Throne, like, we love commentating. We can't all make it out to Kagaribi, so we're going to try to restream it, or we definitely are going to restream it. So check that out. Peace.
See ya.